Picture this. You're at a high school dance in 1955. The band is playing, the crowd is moving, and everything feels familiar, until Marty McFly grabs the guitar. Suddenly, he tears into a riff from the future, a sound nobody's heard before. The audience is stunned, unsure whether to clap, laugh, or run for the door. That scene from Back to the Future is exactly where we are right now with artificial intelligence. The music already existed, but it wasn't mainstream. Just like AI, it's been in labs, in research, in the background for years. But now it's center stage. It's in your hands, it's in your workplace, and everyone is looking at you wondering, what do we do with this? Welcome back to the Strategic HR Director. I'm your host, Alex Sterling. Today, we're diving into Workforce 2030, Morgan HR's program designed to help you not just anticipate the future, but set the stage, find the cadence, and gear up for what's ahead. If you're an HR leader, an executive, or a manager, this episode is for you. Because change isn't a project with a finish line. Change is constant. And the way you lead through curiosity, experimentation, and empathy will determine how well your people and your organization thrive in this era of AI-driven transformation. The first step in leading through change is inward. When you hear the word AI, what's your gut reaction? Be honest. Do you feel excited, nervous, overwhelmed, maybe even skeptical? Most of us feel a mix. And here's the thing. Your private reaction matters more than you think. Why? Because leadership starts with self-awareness. If you don't know how you feel about change, you'll communicate uncertainty in ways you don't intend, through hesitation in your voice, body language in a meeting, or avoidance when someone brings it up. Here's what that means for you. Pause and actually name your feelings. Write them down. Maybe you're excited about the potential for automation, but worried about losing the human touch. Maybe you're curious, but don't know where to start. Naming that tension is the foundation of your leadership. And if you're struggling to put words around it, ask yourself this. When was the last time a new technology unsettled me? What helped me through it? This reflection doesn't just make you self-aware, it makes you relatable. Your team doesn't need a leader who pretends to have no doubts. They need a leader who's willing to navigate those doubts out loud. Once you've looked inward, turn outward. Ask, how do my most important people, my executives, my colleagues, my teams, feel about AI? Because here's the truth. Not everyone is on the same page. Some see opportunity, some see threat. Most feel a little of both. And the harder step, notice how you react to their reactions. If your team drags their feet, do you feel frustrated? If your peers hype AI endlessly, do you tune out? That emotional ripple effect is real. Leadership isn't just about your own mindset. It's about how you show up when others are reacting differently. Here's what that means for you. Start listening more intentionally. Run an informal pulse survey. Ask managers how their teams are talking about AI. Create space in a staff meeting for honest reactions. And don't just collect input, acknowledge it. Say things like, "I hear some of you are worried this could replace jobs. I feel that tension too." Let's explore where it helps and where we still need the human side. By recognizing both their feelings and your response, you create psychological safety. And safety is what allows people to lean into the unknown instead of shutting it down. Now let's move into action. Because leadership isn't just about what you say, it's about what you do. Here's the challenge. Before you can ask others to adopt AI, you need to try it yourself. That doesn't mean becoming an expert overnight. It means experimenting in your own workflow. Maybe you use an AI tool to draft an agenda for your next meeting, summarize an employee engagement survey, write a first draft of a recognition note, or even brainstorm performance review phrasing. Then pause. How did it feel? Was it awkward? Did it save you time? Did it feel too machine or surprisingly human? Here's why this matters. When you experiment, you build empathy. You can say to your team, "I tried using AI to draft my outline. Honestly, it was clunky at first, but it gave me a good starting point. Here's what I learned." That's much more powerful than telling people to go try it when you haven't. And don't underestimate the symbolic value. Your team notices when you step into new territory. They take cues from your curiosity. This is where the rubber meets the road. Invite your team to experiment. Maybe you encourage them to use AI in brainstorming sessions. Or maybe managers test AI for routine tasks like creating development plan templates. Now, here's the leadership challenge. Don't measure success by whether the tool worked perfectly. Measure success by whether people felt safe enough to try. Some will embrace it, some will resist. Most will land somewhere in the middle. Your job isn't to have the answers. Your job is to create the conditions for learning. Here's what that means for you. Set expectations clearly. Say, this is an experiment. The goal isn't perfection. The goal is to see what's possible. Celebrate curiosity. Normalize mistakes. Share lessons learned out loud. When you do that, AI adoption shifts from being a technology project to being a culture project. And culture projects are where HR leaders shine. And finally, repeat. Change is never one and done. You try something, you reflect, your team experiments, you learn, and then you start again. We call this continuous whitewater. The days of calm rivers with occasional rapids are over. Today's reality is constant turbulence. And the question is, do your people feel like they're drowning or learning how to surf? Here's what that means for you. Don't treat AI like a one-time rollout. Treat it like a series of cycles. Build in reflection points. Ask after every experiment, what worked, what didn't, what surprised us. By repeating the cycle, you build resilience. And resilience is the superpower your organization needs for Workforce 2030. So how do you lead through Workforce 2030? Let's break it down. First, know how you feel. Self-awareness is the foundation of leadership. Next, know how your people feel. Pay attention not only to their reactions, but also to your own. Then experiment yourself. Try AI in your workflow so you can lead with empathy. After that, lead your team through experiments. Create space for curiosity, mistakes, and growth. Finally, repeat, because change is constant. The more cycles you lead, the stronger and more adaptable your team becomes. As we wrap up this episode, let's connect the dots. You've spent time today with me, Alex Sterling, reflecting on what it means to lead when AI isn't just a futuristic buzzword. It's center stage, like Marty McFly with a guitar. It's loud, it's different, and it demands a response. That's where Morgan HR's Workforce 2030 program comes in. It's designed to give you not just insight, but cadence, to set the stage, keep the rhythm, and give you the push you need to gear up for what's next. And with tools like Simply Merit, you have practical ways to connect compensation, workforce planning, and leadership into a strategy that keeps your organization competitive and future ready. Remember, this isn't about mastering every new tool overnight. It's about leading with curiosity, empathy, and adaptability. It's about helping your people not just survive the continuous whitewater, but thrive in it. Thank you for joining us on the Strategic HR Director. We appreciate your time, your focus, and your drive to lead with foresight and humanity. Stay connected for more conversations, more tools, and more ways to shape the workforce of tomorrow. Because change is constant, but with the right leadership, you can make it your advantage.